The porringer. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but surrounded by enough silver to blind someone like me. The porringer, engraved with his name, etched with strutting monkeys, dancing bears, prancing pigs, cats racing chariots, elephants strumming on harps, shone on the mantle like a beacon proclaiming princely pedigree. 3 months into our marriage, he threw it. And when it missed me, it landed on the hearth, bearing a sad dent just under the rabbit, riding victoriously atop a cumbersome cow. Every Christmas, I polished away the tarnish on every silver trinket. By now, the porringer was not the only damaged piece. Years later, a neuropsychiatrist walked us through the ramifications of measles encephalitis, complicated by a high fever and a coma. How it differs from mental illness in every way, how it causes a processing delay, how a little work can repair old dents.